the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week we learned from the first petition that God's name would be hallowed as Christ prayed for it in John 17. We learned to pray that God would prevent the world from dressing up all of its lies and wickedness with God's name, but that among us, the name of God would be valued as great and holy in both our doctrine and life, so that He would be praised and magnified amongst us. This week we pray for God's kingdom to come. Just as God's name is holy in itself, we pray that it would be holy among us also, so also God's kingdom will come by itself. But we pray in this petition that it would come to us. That is, we say that God would triumph and rule among us and with us, so that we would be among those people who hallow His name and prosper in His kingdom. The Large Catechism teaches this. It says, what is God's kingdom? And it says the answer, nothing other than what we learned from the Creed, that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, into the world to redeem and deliver us from the devil's power. He sent Him to bring us to Himself and to govern us as a King of righteousness, life, and salvation against sin, death, and an evil conscience. For this reason, He has given us His Holy Spirit, who is to bring these things home to us by His Holy Word, and to illumine and strengthen us in the faith by His power. In this lesson tonight, we hear Christ Jesus confess before the Roman governor Pilate that His kingdom is not of this world. When we pray, we do not pray then for a temporal kingdom or for the things of this world. Instead, we pray, Thy kingdom come, because it's an eternal treasure that the kingdom of God is, and that we would want to be a part of it. We pray in this life that God's kingdom, His rule, would come to us in both what we believe, that is the doctrine, and what we do, that is our life and our conduct. And not only do we pray for here and now, in this time, but when the kingdom of God comes among us, that we'd also receive the kingdom of God for all eternity. This is because, of course, that Christ has earned your citizenship in this eternal and heavenly kingdom. He didn't do it the same way that earthly kings do things, by force of arms or political maneuvering. His rule instead is exemplified in His death, taking on to Himself the curse that had fallen all mankind since the fall into sin, taking on pain, suffering, shame, nakedness, mockery, treachery, plotting, torture, lies, slander, perversity, rebellion, blasphemy, idolatry, and yes, finally murder and death, by dying on the cross. His kingdom is earned by His dying. His kingdom is earned by suffering and by weakness. It is earned by His blood payment to cover sin and to swallow up the wrath of the Father, to satisfy the wrath of the Father, who then would raise Him from the dead. And that by His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, through the Word, His kingdom has gone out and spread not by force of arms, not by power of might, not by being the most winsome and attractive, not by being the most earthly relevant, not by being popular, not by being the most reasonable, but instead by being preached and by God's power believed. Words, simple and timeless words of law to convict sinners, and gospel to forgive sinners and to bring new life. So the church, when you look at it, appears very weak in this world, like our Lord did. And that is for good reason. Because otherwise we might get confused about what kind of king or what kind of kingdom we have in Jesus. That it may appear weak, but it alone is the only eternal kingdom. All the kingdoms of this world will pass away, like that of Pilate or of Caesar who ruled over him. That like Jesus at his death, the church's situation will look bad, but like Jesus at his death, there is something great going on when the Father sends us his Holy Spirit, that by his grace we believe his word and lead godly lives according to it here in time and there in eternity. Christ Jesus is King. He is King of a kingdom that is not of this world. It is a kingdom of grace. It is a kingdom that you have had come to you. It is a kingdom of grace that you belong to now, here in time. And by God's answering our fervent pleas, it is a kingdom then of glory that will belong to you there in eternity. In tonight's psalm, you confessed and you heard the connection between the holiness of God and his rule, his reign. You heard about the saints that went on before, that by grace believed his word. The Lord answered their prayers. He gave his word, and he granted them forgiveness, and yet also he even rebuked their unbelief. That as you pray for the kingdom of God to come among you, the Lord will answer. He will send his word. He will forgive by his gospel, and he will chastise and rebuke by his law. He will send his Holy Spirit. This is the Lord's eternal kingdom coming to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.